philosophy. You do this, and it's done, and then you die.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We heard kind of a new old song there.
Yeah, that one was very interesting. It's by the band Cult Crime, and that was released previously. But this one is interesting because even though the previous release was technically a demo, This is now featured as an official single on Ugly Pop.
Yeah, really cool stuff. This is music recorded and written by Matt Menard, who plays in Psychic Void and a few other bands. And they've been doing shows lately. And I think initially when he made these recordings, it was just him on all the instruments. Not 100% sure on that, actually. But anyways, they put two of the songs out as a single, so I think they were remixed, and I think there is a different intro. We heard the A-side of that single called Gone Too Long out on Ugly Pop Recordings, which you can get now. Prior to that, we heard music from a band that comes all the way from Switzerland. This is a new album out on the Voodoo Rhythm record label. And we heard a band called O Telephone. We heard the song Repo Man from their latest release, Kill, Kill, Kill. Prior to that,
we had a little bit of a lulling, not an instrumental, but an acoustic number there from Dog Day. And they go kind of between folky numbers to garage rock. A great band from Halifax with their new album, A T-Shirt with Writing on It. We heard the track Too Soon. And very appropriately, we played Dog Day after that previous song, Death of a Dog.
By The Great Divides, this is from a forthcoming album by an Aussie band out of Australia called The Great Divides. We already said that.
Well, that's the band, but the album is going to be titled I'm Sure.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out in November on Spoil Sport Records. They always have cool stuff, and we've played a lot of their material on this show. Prior to that, we heard music from Montreal's Pressure Pin. This is a band fronted by Kenny Smith out of Montreal, and there's an EP out on Mothland Recordings called Polyurethane,
yeah, and we heard the title track from that EP. And we should note that Kenny Smith is actually a member of La Securité, and that I forget whom, but it was one of the members of Mono Negatives, did the album artwork, so really great connections for that. If you are a fan of either of those groups, chances are you're going to enjoy this EP.
Part of that, we heard music from Fake Fruit, who I believe are from California. We heard the song See It That Way from Mucho Mistrust. And then we started the set off with new music from Toronto's Vipers. As mentioned, they hadn't put anything out in quite some time. And then last year, a collection of unreleased demos were released. And now there's a new single called Sweet Change from a forthcoming album that's going to be coming out in November of this year.
Yeah, so excellent to hear new music coming out of this Toronto group. As I said, they were kind of overlooked during their time, so I'm glad they're coming back with this record. We're going to be playing a lot from it, I'm sure. Also a band whose music we've played a lot of over the years, and I'm sure we will continue to, has been Shadow Show. Earlier this year, they released a fantastic record, and they've just actually have this announcement of this new single, and we're going to preview a track from it. So the single itself is going to be a split with two tracks. It's going to be Baba Yaga and Spy Balloon. And so we're going to play side two of the single, Spy Balloon.
Yep.
Do you know when that single is actually going to be dropped?
It's out and already sold out.
Oh, it's already out. So great. So chances are, if you're going to want to hear it in any official means, you'll have to go to their Bandcamp page.
Yeah, I believe it's already sold out as well.
That's incredible. Maybe they'll do another pressing. I'm not sure. But of course, you know, Shadow Show, great Detroit band. We've seen them live a number of times, and they definitely take a lot, not only from garage rock, but from a lot of girl groups that have come from the 60s and 70s. And so it's very appropriate in this set. We're going to be paying homage to that sort of influence for a number of the bands we're going to be playing thereafter.
Yeah, we're going to hear a couple 80s girl garage groups, the Delmonas and the Head Coatees. The Head Coatees are notable for having Holly Golightly in the group, at least in this era of the band. This was a band, actually, that was initially put together to be the backing band for Billy Childish's band, The Head Coats. Mm-hmm. He's notorious for changing band members and having multiple bands often.
And band names.
And he worked with them on these songs. I believe the majority of the songs were songs he wrote, but they also did covers and their own versions of stuff. And we're going to hear, actually, their version of the song Davy Crockett, Gabba Hey. Now, this was a song that's actually recently been featured in the show The Bear, mm-hmm. which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard very good things. And also, they've had a very great soundtrack. A lot of really cool bands in this show, musically. So we're going to hear that. And then we're also going to hear, back in 2008, Ty Segall's early band, Traditional Fools, covered that song. So it's a little different, and I think they kind of forgot the lyrics.
Well, let's just say they rearranged it.
You'll hear the difference.
Yeah, you'll hear that version. Yeah. And then, you know, it makes sense. We'll trail back at the end of that set to play something from the Head Coats. And you're going to want to stay tuned for the rest of the program. We'll still have another hour afterwards with music from M.G. Lenderman, Being Dead, The Smile, Richard Laviolette, and Bobby Tenderloin, just to name a few. We'll be right back.
dark with a thousand stars, and I